listening to مركز الصحابة The Voice of أهل السنة والجمع.
12:31 p.m. Central African time. Now, up next, we get into our Love Thy Labor feature. We look at NUMSA adding to the motor vehicle jobless risks and what should be expected there. What's really happening there with regards to that industry, especially the motor vehicle industry, when it comes to those jobless risks? Then we speak to our guest there. It's a labor law expert, which is Michael Bagram, saying that it is ludicrous to see 400,000 members of the National Union of Metal Workers of South Africa, which is NUMSA, putting their jobs at risk when regular news reports reveal that the South African vehicle industry is being threatened by external and internal factors, which is NUMSA threatened strikes thereof, and amid vehicle industry wage deadlock. You know, we touch base on that. Also know that the majority of the industry is considering retrenchments and, of course, possible outsourcing to other jurisdictions. So this industry is on a strong push to computerize and automate factory structures, which those structures will also lead to staff shrinkage. All of these factors are under considerations because, you know, just because the personnel component of expenditure can be curtailed. But they will speak to Michael Bagram to help us understand and unpack that particular story. So let's touch base on it, because we know that we know how much of a role does the motor vehicle industry plays in this country, especially in boosting our GDP and trying to really reserve or preserve employment in this country. Let's see if we do have Michael on the line. Michael, thank you so much. Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon, and thank you. Yes, this is a very important topic because, as you know, and all our listeners will know, that unemployment is probably one of the biggest problems that we're facing in South Africa today. And also, we've spoken about this before, the only way we're going to create employment is through the small business sector, not the big businesses. So big businesses already are shrinking, as you outlined in your introduction to this discussion. Big businesses are computerizing, they are outsourcing work, they are looking at all sorts of ways and means of shrinking their workforce. And in South Africa, we're probably the worst unemployment in the world. We're probably in a situation now where if it gets any worse, it will be tragic for especially the young people in South Africa. And we know that businesses, big businesses, I've got a problem in that they've got jobless growth. So what means is they are retrenching and reducing their workforce, but bringing in machinery, computers or machinery, and saying that we're going to make more money, but we don't want to employ more people. And one of the big industries, which is the backbone at the moment of the Eastern Cape, also up in Johannesburg, is massive factories there manufacturing vehicles. We've had a few closed down already. That industry is on its knees because the big companies, Volkswagen, Mercedes-Benz, Ford, are all thinking of moving their factories away from South Africa because of the high cost of the employment and because of our harsh labor laws. They are harsh when you're talking about these big companies that employ 5,000 to 10,000 people. And in fact, we think that this industry is at the moment employing about 40,000 people, if not more. And so what you have is you have a threat from the National Union of Metal Workers of South Africa, NUMSA, who are saying that they're going to go on a strike because they're unhappy with the increases, the wage increases. Now, that makes me very nervous. I'm not in that industry. I'm a labor lawyer. But it makes me nervous because if, in fact, that threat comes to pass and they do go on a strike, you're now going to push those big companies over the edge. They're going to say, well, we don't need this in our lives. We can rather open up a factory anywhere else in Southern Africa, quite simply, and they'll have government protection. They'll have all sorts of benefits by going elsewhere. They can go to Nigeria, or I don't want to give them an opening there, but we need them. We need them to stay here. We need them to employ our people. And we have an offer. It's a multiple-year offer from the motor companies. I don't have the intricacies because I'm not around that bargaining table, but I'm watching it as a labor lawyer. I'm watching it at the hawk and saying they've offered an increase. The increase they've offered immediately is higher than inflation. Plus, they're saying for the next 3 years thereafter, we'll give you increases as well, but it's a little bit lower than inflation. And we must come to a solution. We have to, because if those men, mostly men, lose their jobs, where else are they going to work, especially in the Eastern Cape, which is Eastern Cape at the moment is not increasing their workforce at all. And so what, do they go into the job unemployment queue? That's very unfair for those men. So I'm begging the trade union to say, think of your members first. Don't think of you as a trade union with power and with the leader of NUMSA is the South African Federated Trade Unions of South Africa, SAFTU, Mr. Vavi, and let's put out this plea to Mr. Vavi, please don't push too hard because your men will lose jobs, and if the men lose jobs, the families starve. It's really unfair to them. I don't know what the relationship is like between Mr. Vavi as the chief negotiator and whoever is negotiating on behalf of the factories, but he's got to start thinking that, yes, he can ask for another 1% or whatever, but to take them into a strike mustn't happen. It really mustn't happen, because we all know what happens with strikes. I, as a labor lawyer, I'm often sitting on the other side of the table on the side of the employer, and I know that what the employers say. They say, well, we don't have to be here. We don't have to be in South Africa. They're not loyal to South Africa. They're not loyal like we are. So please, now, this is a plea to Mr. Vavi.
Now, as it stands, what sort of intervention is needed to cure this situation?
Well, we've got a wonderful institution in South Africa, an absolutely wonderful institution. It's the CCMA, the Commission for Conciliation, Mediation and Arbitration. They're not the bargaining council, because those motor companies all belong to the Motor Industry Bargaining Council, MIPCO. But that's not the bargaining council. But we have highly qualified people in the CCMA, which falls under the Department of Employment and Labour. That Department of Employment and Labour has that institution known as the CCMA, who have the right to intervene in any future strike in South Africa. It is a magnificent ability to step in and say, we don't represent the unions and we don't represent the employers, but we represent South Africa. And as South Africans, we want to actually avoid strike action. We know that the unions have the power to go on strike, that they've got that power and they've got that right in terms of our constitution. But we also know that if they've got that power, they've also got the power to say, we can call off a strike if, in fact, you can try and match us maybe halfway or a third of the way, but try and match us a little bit, in other words, some movement. Now, those commissioners at the CCMA have been specially trained to act as mediators. And at the moment, their success record as mediators, as commissioners at the CCMA, their success record is 75%. So if I refer a dispute to the CCMA because I'm representing some people that have been retrenched, 75% of those disputes get settled by the CCMA. So they are highly efficient and highly qualified and really great mediators who can then move in and say, we want to settle this dispute. I strongly believe that if they came in, if they called in either the unions or the management, came in and said, look, we're going to put our pride in our pockets and we're going to hand ourselves to to the mediators. If we can hand ourselves to the mediators, then at that stage, I think we've got a 75% chance of finding a solution. And I think they'll get there. Because this is not a philosophical dispute. This is not a dispute about things that we believe in. It's not of right. It's a dispute of want. And we can do it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Michael, thank you so much for your time. Been great as always, and we appreciate it.
Thank you. You keep well. Thank you.
No, thank you very much. A very big thank you there to our guest, the labor law expert, Michael Bargren, just taking us through to some of the risks, jobless risks there as NUMSA wants to go on strike over the motor vehicle industry.
You are listening to America's Sahara, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jamaah.